is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello, everyone. Vicky Michelle here with some more picks for Vic's Mix. And the fabulous Paul Golder is also here to twiddle the, flashing knobs. How are you this week, Paul?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, Vicky. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fabulous as always. Even if I'm not fabulous, I'll say I'm fabulous.
Of course you are.
Thanks to Tony for his usual lunchtime treat. And the weather, gosh, the weather's turned cold, hasn't it?
Yeah, freezing out there.
It's freezing out there. Yeah. So we better start warming things up. So do you fancy a dance, Paul?
All right, go on then.
Okay, let's dance, David Bowie. David Bowie's birthday, which was on the 8th of January. And David Bowie has been in the news this week. His name has been immortalised in Paris, where the city has named a street in the southwest after the pop icon on what would have been his 77th birthday. situated in the southeast, and they celebrated Bowie's first performance in 1965, which was also reportedly his first outside the UK. But he's got a fabulous statue that I saw in Aylesbury Paul.
I saw that picture, actually. I've been to that statue as well.
Have you?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
And what I didn't know is that you've told me that they play music.
Yeah, on the hour, you get 5 minutes of David Bowie coming out of a hidden speaker somewhere. And I thought that's sort of like you jumped when you were there looking at the statue.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, that would have been brilliant. So did he hail from Aylesbury?
No, he didn't. Yeah. He debuted two of his albums, Hunky Dory in 1971 and Ziggy Stardust in 1972. He debuted them there at the I think it was the Friars, or it was one of the big venues at the time on the sort of rock circuit. And for some reason, Aylesbury have decided that, well, you know, he likes Aylesbury so much to debut his albums in our town, let's have a statue for him.
The statue's
him.
So, fabulous, yeah, though, isn't it? It is a really good statue.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You said you saw, a shrine or something to him in Berlin?
When I went to Berlin 2 weeks after he died, not because he died, but because I was just going there anyway. And the flat he used to live in with Iggy Pop has become a shrine with flowers and candles, and there was a crowd of people there, all quiet contemplation. And it was like, because the Germans loved David Bowie because he had this long association with Berlin. He lived there for quite a few years, so they almost saw him as one of their own as well.
It's amazing, you know? Because he had such an influence that his memory is never going to be... He's never going to be forgotten, is he?
Yeah, I know.
So happy birthday, happy heavenly birthday, David Bowie. Okay, well, you know what? I really loved David Bowie, so shall we do the next one? Whole Lot of Love.
Give him a whole lot of love.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
That was Whole Lotta Love, Led Zeppelin, 1969. And I'm playing it for Jimmy Page's birthday, which was on the 9th of January. And it was used as a theme to Top of the Pops from 1977 and 98 to 2003.
Although not the Led Zeppelin version.
Well, this is interesting. Paul's just enlightened me. They had the font.
They had a cover version from a band called CCS, because I think the record label didn't want them to use it on Top of the Pops. Probably thought it wasn't cool enough or whatever. Anyone can cover it. So a band called CCS covered it, and I think they had a top 10 hit with it, actually.
That's really interesting.
It's just as good as the Led Zeppelin version as well, to be fair. It's pretty good.
Now you're dodgy. It's a bit dodgy area now.
Upset a few people there.
Jimmy began playing the guitar at the age of 12, having been inspired by Elvis. And he began his career as a session musician, playing with the likes of Cliff Richard, Burt Bacharach, The Kinks, The Who, and many others. Also played with the Rolling Stones and later the Yardbirds. And Led Zeppelin is a band surrounded by intrigue and mystery, not least when Jimmy Page suddenly realised two of his most iconic stage outfits were no longer in his possession. Guess where they found them?
Where did they find them?
In London's V&A Museum.
Oh, right. Hmm. At least they've been looked after.
How did they get there? Yeah. And he has since regained ownership of his Black Dragon and Poppy suits. I'm glad for Jimmy. It's made him happy. And you were telling me a bit of gossip about...
Oh, pictures of Jimmy in the paper. Not jealous at all. Pictures of Jimmy with his... Bearing in mind he's 80 with his... actually, I said she was 33, but he's got a 35-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Scarlett Sabé, who is a poet as well. And they've been together over 10 years as well. They've been together a long time. So what's the age gap? 45 years?
But I don't think musos age, do they? I mean, they're always young at heart. And he's obviously still performing. And I think... The band's...
So being in Led Zeppelin is a bit of a draw as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. Could have swayed.
Not just any old band.
Led Zeppelin. And they're currently touring where?
Oh, got to be USA, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. America. Okay, shall we play a Backstreet Boys number? This is Everybody.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody. Brothers, sisters, everybody say, gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I original?
Everybody, Backstreet Boys, 1997. I'm playing it for AJ McLean's birthday, which was on the 9th of January. Now, this is a little fun fact, Paul. The bus driver in the video was played by who?
I'm not very familiar with the video, I have to admit.
Okay, Antonio Fargas.
Oh, really? Oh, we're mentioning him, Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear. Starsky and Hutch. He gets it everywhere, Huggy Bear. So he's in the video. Yeah, and where did you see him?
We talked about him last week because he was helping...
David Soul?
David Soul. With David Soul, was helping Martin Bell walking up and down Brentwood High Street trying to get the... become an MP, 2001. So, yeah, it's a he was a local boy for a little while.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
I know, that's twice in 1 week. And I can't believe this. The Backstreet Boys are celebrating how many years in the business?
Oh, it's got to be, where are we, 30 years. It's got to be 30 years.
30? I can't believe it's that long. And they're celebrating with Backstreet's back at the beach.
Oh, right.
So you can travel to Cancun and see them.
Oh, nice. Or you can go to Cancun and not watch them.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Paul Golder. Should we play a Rod Stewart and Tina Turner number?
Okay.
So what's this going to be, Paul?
It's going to be Hot Legs, isn't it?
Correct.
Coming round the world.
was Hot Legs, Rod Stewart and Tina Turner, 1981. Made number 5 in the UK charts, should have been number 1. and I'm playing it for Sir Rod's birthday, which was on the 10th of January. Rod performed this live with Tina Turner and her much-mentioned Hot Legs in 1981 on Saturday Night Live when she was reportedly struggling with her career following the breakup of her marriage to Ike. Yeah, there was quite a few, wasn't it? The Stones were rallied round and Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
She's a great performer.
Yeah, it's nice that they never forgot how good she was, you know.
And exactly, and it would have been such a loss to everyone, you know, because what an amazing performer she is. And that strut with the legs. I mean, she's got great legs. I was just talking to Paul off air and I was saying, but if I did that strut with that on stage, they'd probably think I'd gone mad. But with Tina, it looked great and it looked sexy.
True.
You know, so. And he agreed with me that I'd look mad. I wanted him to say no. You look good, but no.
yeah, mad in your own charming way, of course.
Very diplomatic, Paul. But Rod is in the news this week because he's got a new album with Jules Holland due out on the 23rd of February called Swing Fever. And it's got big band songs, including the single that's coming out. I think that might be... It's now available to download. And it's Ain't Misbehaving. I'm saving. Right. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good song. Okay, yeah. Shall we play a McCartney and Wings number?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is Jet. was Jet, Paul McCartney and Wings, 1974, written by Paul and Linda McCartney. And I'm playing it because my mate Jet, who I work with in Panto,
was
a gladiator.
Yeah.
And the gladiators are starting again.
Yeah, I just realised. I wonder why all those stories about gladiators were in the papers this week.
Honestly, you've been missing a big thing. It's like on every day.
I probably got confused because I was thinking of Jet. That's probably what it is. She was the one I had a crush on, you say.
Oh, yeah. She was gorgeous. Diane Udell.
Yeah.
So I did Panto with her, Peter Pan, in Hull in 2003. Oh, right. She was just lovely.
Yeah.
And she was Peter Pan, and I was Mrs. Darling and Harrietta Hook.
Who?
Don't tell me you don't know who Harrietta Hook is.
Harrietta Hook? I don't think I do.
He's Captain Hook's sister.
Oh, right.
Because all of a sudden, he got a sister. And it was specially written for me. Gareth Hunt was in it. He was playing Captain Hook.
Mm.
And Martin Daniels was Smee. He was funny. And Sue Hodge was Tinkerbell from Hello, Hello.
Yeah.
And it was a real fun thing. And I, you know, I got to do sword fights and everything.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I learned to sword fight. Don't mess with me, Paul.
And playing another baddie as well.
Yes.
What are the
odds? Playing the baddies. Also, I met quite a few gladiators over the years, but including Sharon Davis, who I've met quite a few times.
Yeah.
Sharon Davis, MBE, and she was... she's obviously an Olympic swimmer,
star,
I didn't realise she was gladiator.
Yeah, she was for a while.
No,
yeah.
I didn't know. That was like not in my brain. I just knew her as an Olympic swimmer. But I didn't realise she was a gladiator. But I met, you know, over the years, Warrior and Wolf Hunter, all of those, Scorpio, Trojan. Yeah, they were huge stars.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be quite... watchable again, because I don't know why they took it off in the first place, because it was so popular.
Mm.
But, and it's funny because Bradley Walsh and his son are hosting it.
Mm.
And I remember back in the day when I was in Blackpool, we were doing the LOLO stage show. Nigel Lithgow and John Junkin came to see me in the show, and they were looking at Bradley Walsh to do some, you know, to host some new shows.
Yeah.
And it fell through because Nigel started doing gladiators. So Bradley was sidestepped for that. So I think his career would have taken off like at least 5 years earlier if that hadn't happened. And now he's hosting it.
Yeah.
That's so slow.
And he's on everything, isn't he?
He is on everything.
But the problem is you turn on the telly and you see Bradley Walsh, you don't know what day it is. Some of the time.
Could it be the Chase? Obviously, it beat the Chasers last night. Now it's the Gladiators. But he's unwatchable and he's funny, you know. So, you know, good luck to him. But, he does choose the right shows to go on.
Yeah. Done well, hasn't he?
Yeah, yes. And his son Barney's lovely as well. And he also hosted the Royal Variety Performance this year. And, I've known him before he was famous. We all used to go out for drinks and things in Blackpool. And, Danny LaRue was there. There used to be, like, a little crowd
used to
always go out and have a drink after all our different shows and say, you know, what was happening. And Bradley was doing the summer season there. He was working on a magic show called Mystique with Russ Stevens. And he used to do the ones with the doves, you know, make the birds appear.
Right.
Yeah, it was a brilliant show. Also, I recently did The Chase. And it was funny because Bradley said to me, Mick, I said, yeah, Brad, on the show. He said, have you done this before? And I went, no, you haven't asked me. He said, oh, I can't believe that. I didn't do badly. So the gladiators for this new series are Apollo, Athena, Bionic Comet, Diamond Dynamite, Electro Fire, Fury, Giant, Legend, Nitro Phantom, Saber Steel and Viper.
I'm laughing at Bionic Comet. I mean, is a comet not fast enough? It has to be Bionic as well.
No, the Bionic is another one.
Oh, I thought it was the Bionic Comet.
It's not a Bionic Comet. No.
Oh, okay.
Bionic is one.
Right, got it.
Comet is another one.
Okay, that makes more sense.
I'm going to see. I reckon it's going to be quite, like, in your face. Because people are much more competitive. Now, although they were, it wasn't so bad, but it'll be interesting to see how
far
they go.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Should we play a 3 degrees number? This is Dirty Old Man. was Dirty Old Man, The Three Degrees, 1973. And I'm playing it for what would have been Fayette Pinkney's birthday, which would have been on the 10th of January. The Three Degrees were formed in 63, but the most successful lineup was from 67 to 76 with Fayette Pinkney, Valerie Holiday and Sheila Ferguson, with Sheila singing lead. I mean, she's amazing. I love Sheila. I know Sheila. Mm. And she's so talented. And she did Hotel Marigold.
Yeah, she was
Sam
good on
Kane.
That.
Yeah, because Linda's husband was in that and everything. And said he said she was such fun. Yeah, she was just brilliant. And she's a lovely lady. So they actually earned themselves the nickname Charlie's Angels when it was revealed Prince Charles, as he was then known, was one of their biggest fans.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I remember that. Because they went to... Well, his wedding to Princess Diana.
Yeah, yeah. And they were always doing like royal performances and that kind of thing.
Yeah, she was always there and Nancy. But apparently, at his 30th birthday party, and along with Nancy Reagan, they were the only American guests at his wedding to Diana, Princess of Wales. So 30th birthday and the wedding, and this is my link to Princess of Wales.
Right.
Her Royal Highness, Princess Catherine. It was her birthday on the 9th of January. She's beautiful, isn't she?
When you say Princess of Wales, I'm still having to try and work out, because they've all swapped over recently, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Titles. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still just trying to get it all in my head again, who's what duke and all the rest of it.
But she's so lovely. I mean, one, she's beautiful. Two, she dresses so elegantly. She is perfect, you know, princess, queen. You know, you look at her and you think, yes. And actually, she's such a nice person, because I was introduced to her before the Royal Variety performance, because I'm part of the board, and it was her and Prince William. And we just chatted, and we were laughing, and I'd still got my little coat on. And she touched my coat, it was like sort of fake fur, and she went, "That looks warm." I said, "I know, because I thought it was going to be freezing." She said, "Yes, it is really cold." And we were having this little chat,
yeah,
you know, and just normal, lovely. And
that's good, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, very pro them. And Charlie, of course.
Mm.
Or King Charles.
Yeah. As he's known
Camilla,
now.
As he's known now. Absolute King. I'm still singing the old song. God Save Her. Gracious. It's really difficult.
Yeah, it's
really difficult. But the current band members of the Three Degrees are celebrating 60 years of touring with their 60th
incredible
anniversary tour across where?
USA?
Nope.
Britain.
Yes! So that'll be one to watch out for. Okay, shall we? We'll play a Blood, Sweat and Tears number. This is Lucretia McEvil.
Daddy Joe's paying your monthly rent. Tells his wife he can't imagine.
That was Lucretia McEvil, Blood, Sweat and Tears, 1970, written by David Clayton Thomas. And I'm playing this for Blood, Sweat and Tears guitarist Mike Stern's birthday, which was on the 10th of January. He joined the band in 75, and he's now got his own band, the Mike Stern Band, and they're on a world tour.
World tour of America.
They're all abroad.
Yeah.
Clayton Thomas claimed he was inspired to write this by bad girls he observed in funky bars he played in prior to joining Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Do you know what? I would love to see a TV program, a documentary about that.
Yes, that would be really good.
With the soundtrack and everything. Yeah, that would
be great. So he struggled with the title because he didn't want to use a real girl's name.
Right.
So he came up with Lucretia McEvil.
Clearly, he's got someone in mind, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's probably writing about someone.
We need
to
know the story.
But that'd make a good baddie name, wouldn't it?
It would, actually, yeah.
I could play Lucretia McEvil.
That's your next Panto sort of, isn't it?
Yeah, and then that'd be the song that I come on to.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
Bit of a horn section blaring.
Yeah. Yeah. Done. Okay, let's do a Bangles number. Walk Like an Egyptian. An Egyptian, the Bangles, 1986, was UK number 3, and I'm playing it for guitarist and singer Vicky Peterson's birthday, which was on the 11th of January. Liam Sternberg got the idea for the song while on a ferry boat because he saw people staggering around trying to keep their balance on a rough crossing and thought their movements looked like an Egyptian dance. I remember, I mean, it was great. I loved this record. And, like, you just used to do the dance. Yeah. I used to do the dance. Did you used to do the dance?
Yeah, I remember it.
You used to go walk like an Egyptian. So anywhere you were on, if you were in a club, you started doing the dance.
Yeah.
You know, and when you were saying, well...
Well, I don't know if it's true or not, but I kind of think it's one of the things you can still do that's not really racist as well, isn't it?
Like, isn't it stupid?
A lot of that stuff in the 70s and 80s was acceptable then and it's not now, which is, you know, some say was fair enough. But no one ever says, oh, you're being racist if you walk like an Egyptian.
No, it's stupid. You know, people just, you know, that it's...
Yeah, but it probably because it's ancient Egypt and it's way too many years.
Well, now they're probably going to hook onto that now and it'll be banned.
Yeah, probably ruin it for everybody, okay.
Like they're just trying to ruin everything. Yeah. So let's, like, just be unhappy, seriously unhappy, most of the time. Let's all be depressed most of the time. And if we're not depressed, they will come up with something to make us depressed.
Yes.
So... Me being the eternal optimist, I'm not going there.
There has not been a lot of great news in the news for... Not a lot of good news in the news
no,
for a long time.
No, there's not
a lot
of that. You've really got to look at just some positive things, because it's just depressive. Mm. But not for me. Because my family are the eternal optimists, and I love all my family. Mm. And we always laugh, we joke, we tell jokes, we, you know, and it's great. I'm very, very lucky. So, look at that. Next song. Family Affair. Family Affair, Mary J. Blige, 2001, was a UK number 2. And I'm playing it for Mary J. Blige's birthday which was on the 11th of January, known as the Queen of Hip Hop Soul and the Queen of R&B. And the music for this song came after a jamming session. When she heard it, she instantly knew it had potential. Yeah, it's a great song.
Mm.
Family Affair.
Yeah, what year was that?
2001.
2001, that's like 23 years ago.
Relatively new for me.
It's quite new, yeah.
She made Oscars history in 2018 when she received Academy nominations for both Best Supporting Actress for the film Mudbone and Best Original Song for the track Mighty River from the same.
So she's got two nominations, one for acting and one for singing.
Yeah. That's a feat. That's really good. And she's also founded both the Mary J. Blige Centre for Women, reaching out to women in need, something she has been personally affected by. So she's a good egg, Mary J. Blige. Okay, what shall we play next? Shall we do another funky song?
Yeah.
This is. I always wonder how to say this. So this is Thank You for Letting Me Be Mice. Elf again, Sly and the Family Stone.
Shit.
Morris, thank you for letting me be myself again. Sly and the Family Stone, written by Sylvester Stewart, otherwise known as Sly Stone. And I'm playing it for what would have been singer and trumpeter Cynthia Robertson's birthday, which would have been on the 12th of Jan. She was an original member of the band and among the first female trumpeters to play in a major American band. And she also worked with Prince. And the way this title, I've always wondered why the title is like this, but I haven't got the answer to that one, but it's spelt Falettin' Me, so F-A-L-E-T-T-I-N-M-E, one word, B, Mice, M-I-C-E, Elf, E-L-F, Agin, A-G-I-N, which led me into talking of mice. It was on the news this week. Did you see it?
I missed it, actually. Yeah.
This wildlife photographer, Simon Dell, has built a village for mice in his garden. I think it's really funny. And they're just amazing photos. So he spotted a mouse called George. Obviously, the mouse told him his name was George.
Yeah, makes sense.
Some years ago, and it began just one house. But over the years, it has grown into a village. Mm. And the models are highly detailed. And he's built up an amazing collection of photographs as a result. Wow. So these mice, he's got them captured with mini lightsabers, as you would.
Yeah, that's what I would do with mice, yeah.
Absolutely, in their house. He's got a whole village of it, and posing in picture frames as the Mona Lisa. That will make me laugh. And even coming down the chimneys like Father Christmas. It's just brilliant. But his wife, Nicola, thinks he's absolutely bonkers. Mm. But she says whatever keeps Simon happy keeps her happy. That's nice. And he's photographed all manner of animals over the years. But this was just fun. And it's amazing because they just look so great. Yeah. And it was worthy of a news story.
Yeah, it's nice to be creative and do something different, isn't it?
So, yeah, we're mice. I like mice. Yeah, cute. Well, I like all animals. They're cute. Crocodiles. Maybe not. Okay, if you've just tuned in, this is Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM and me, Vicky Michelle, with the fabulous Paul Golder. Well, I think we should do some shout-outs. What do you think?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, I've got a shout-out for lovely Mandy Winters, one of my lady ratlings. She likes the show. And also Andrew Lancel, who likes the show. He was a former Heritage Vice President and a fabulous actor. Man in his potting shed says, looking fabulous, Vicky. Thank you. We'll be tuning in from the shed. Fire on and a hot cuppa. Phil Smith, have a good show, Vicky. Mike Child will be looking forward to tuning in as always. Steve D, music is the food of love, so play on. Kay Milburn, no squares allowed. I think that's because I put on my Twitter, be there or be square.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Vernon Watts, I'll be there, Vicky. Rich Nightingale, a very enjoyable listen. Chris Dussettler, I'll be listening. David Orr, Unmissable. Ken Wiseman, Sunday's here with Vicky, playing great records for us all to hear. Oh, poetry, yeah, nice. Ken. Poetry. What have you got there?
We've got a shout out for some of our regular listeners. Yeah. We've got Colin 2401, John George Jumpers for Goalpost, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Rob Harvey, Peter Clifford, Charlie Osbald Dustian, Vicky Garvey, P.E. Dartnell, Andrew Robley, Barry and Petra Coase, Aston Dawn and Keith Avery, CJ Dartnell, Luke Doonan, Nigel Heath, Zoe Wainwright, Martin Hollingsworth, Tom Nestor, Alan Pell, Chris Jarvis, Mark Ratcliffe, Mike Chapman, Nicky Nicol, Brian Fever, Moody Pegg, Peter Oxley, Claire Champion, Bobby Rosa, Clive Gibson, Ronald Manker, Crofton Perry The Works, Mike Chapman, Karen Welsh, Alan Druitt, Andrew Buttigieg, David Lowe, David Bridges, Colin Robinson, Kenny McFadden, Uriah Heep, and Gordon Adam.
And I've got a few more. Ari Othitis is listening in. Richard Kelsey. We need a minute's silence for the brilliant Annie Nightingale.
She's
more an amazing, amazing lady. We should do that. And also, I'm mentioning her later in the show. We've got Glyn Marston. A great show, but you're far too pretty for radio. Oh, that's nice for him to say that about you, Paul.
Yeah, thanks, Glyn. Yeah, cheers.
Michael Spencer, is this the Vicky on Masked Singer? Eiffel Tower. Graham Lang, have a good mix. Trevor Wallet, I'll be listening. Lexi Allen, can't wait for the show. Bristol City for the win next week.
I don't think so.
Anthony Blood, fabulous. Me and my drums, good luck with the show. Paul Brooks, lovely photo. Good luck with all you do. Thanks, Paul. Steed, 12755, I'll be there and not a square. David Osborne, green certainly suits you. Thanks, David.